This is Twit.
So this will give you some idea. There's the smallest, all the way on the left. That's the old SE. Or is it? No, it's the current SE. Which SE is this?
I thought it was the old SE.
Because here's the current SE. So somewhere in between those two is the Mini. So to give you, I have an SE right in front of me. In fact, let me put my SE next to my iPhone 11 Pro Max to give you kind of a real-world comparison of sizes. This is the iPhone 11, not 12 Pro Max, and this is the SE.
Look at it.
And so even a little bit smaller will be the Mini. That's pretty small.
Yeah.
But you don't give up much with the Mini. You still have two cameras, not the three of the Max, or the Pro, but you have two cameras.
Yeah, in fact, so let's move over now to CNET, which has an excellent chart. And now I can show you this. Uh-huh. An excellent chart showing you all of the different specs for the different phones. And with the 12, the 12 Mini, the 12 Pro, the 12 Pro Max, look at the pixel density. The most dense phone, the most resolution heavy phone is the 12 Mini.
Isn't that interesting?
Which is kind of cool.
But it's a 1080p, HD screen.
Right, yes. And so that is the difference, is that you've got 2340 by 1080 versus these larger screens. 5.4 is the start, all the way up to 6.7 on the 12 Pro Max.
One thing of note that is a big difference from last year, no more LCD screens at all. They're all OLED screens. So one of the reasons you might have bought an 11 or, last year was, or I guess, yeah, it was last year, right? Is because the price was lower because of the LCD. Probably battery life was greater, too. No choice there. They're all going to be OLEDs. But OLEDs are the best looking screens. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, the blacks are the blackest.
I think people would be tempted, if you look, but go back to that size comparison, or I show this one, they'll be tempted just to pick by size, right? Oh, this is the size I like, or that's the size...
See, and I do think that's going to be a big factor. I absolutely do, because I think that it's been clear with the iPhone SE and how well that one has done. It's not just price, but also size. And it does, to be able to fit that phone in your pocket or in a back pocket or in a purse or bag or wherever does matter to people, because this is the device that they're going to be carrying with them everywhere they go. And I think that does matter. You try to carry around the biggest size, and if you don't have the way to carry it, you're just walking around with it in your hand, and then you end up dropping it. I mean, there are all of these considerations that play a role.
It's true. So the Max is 40%, not only 40% larger, but 40% heavier than the Mini. So you're getting a bigger, heavier phone. But the thing that you are not losing is the processor. You're going to get the same A14 Bionic in all the phones. I think that's kind of key. You can almost choose by size, because you're not sacrificing in order to get a smaller phone, as you might be with the SE.
Right. And in fact, what I love about this is that the cameras, although there are different cameras, and we'll get to that, the cameras that are available are the same in terms of megapixel size, which I think is interesting. Even the front-facing camera has that 12 megapixel size. And you only have wide and ultra wide on the iPhone 12 and iPhone 12 Mini. And of course, you get that extra telephoto lens on both the 12 Pro and the 12 Pro Max. And there are some other considerations we'll talk about in a minute with those ones. But I like that there's not this sort of low-level dance that you have to play whenever it comes to the question just becomes, do I want the two cameras or the three cameras? And then it can kind of go up from there, because, yes, there's optical image stabilization and all those factors. But I think for the average person, do I want to have that zoom-in lens, or do I not need that zoom-in lens and go from there? I find the ultra-wide camera to be quite a wonderful addition on my I've taken a lot of photos with that ultra wide camera and really like it. And so I think that it's cool that despite no matter what iPhone 12 you get, you will still get an ultra wide camera and be able to take advantage of that zoomed out, bringing more into the frame kind of look. And you could take some really cool shots with it, I think.
Good job putting off that camera discussion. So let's go back. Go back to that chart, because I do want to mention the guts before we get too much into the camera. And by the way, there is one thing that Apple did not belabor, but I think there is a very big distinction in cameras that we should talk about. But we'll get to that in a second. In terms of guts, there is a difference in storage. The two smaller phones only have 64 gigabytes. They start at 64 gigabytes. Mm-hmm. The Pro, this is maybe the biggest distinction between Pro and non-Pro, is the Pro starts at 128 gigabytes. And I think Apple should be applauded for finally putting enough storage in these devices. 64 is fine for most people, but that's something to consider. And that's how they get that price down. Should point out also that the lowest prices that Apple quoted were carrier subsidized prices. So unless you're going with AT&T and Verizon, you won't necessarily be able to hit that starting price point for the non-Pro versions of the phone. And that's important to note.
I want to quickly note too that T-Mobile and Sprint announced, I think it was today, that they're also going to be doing.
Okay.
Yeah. So the big three carriers will be subsidizing, but certainly if you're using a different one. I kind of didn't like that Apple quoted the least price and didn't make it clear.
Right.
At least in the event.
Subsidy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how about RAM? There is a distinction between the Pro and the non-Pro versions, I believe.
Is there? Because
look on your CNET chart. Yeah, but
I'll say that on the CNET chart, it says undisclosed under RAM.
So I think we have to go to the RAM comes from, and this is probably reliable, comes from the Xcode emulators. Because the emulators have to kind of emulate the right amount of RAM.
Right.
So that developers can plan for the right amount of RAM. According to the simulators, I believe it's the RAM is lower. Let me just see if I can find that. I want to quote you accurately. Apple doesn't like to talk about RAM. And maybe RAM doesn't make a lot of difference. And remember, you can't compare RAM to an Android device or your computer, because the iPhone is really tuned to show, to be very good with RAM, you know. So according to, I believe, the Mini and the 12 will ship with 4 gigs of RAM, and the Pro and the Pro Max with 6 gigs of RAM. In fact, they'll be the first iPhones with 6 gigs of RAM. Will that make a difference? Remains to be seen.
I mean, I guess when you are on your device and you're doing editing of Dolby HDR content,
yeah,
then that could play a role in it.
Phones with bigger RAM may not be as aggressive at turning off background processes. They may not need to reclaim that RAM as quickly. So I put a little asterisk next to this statistic. And it's one of the reasons Apple doesn't say. Apple probably believes you shouldn't pay any attention to it, and maybe they're right. But just so you know.
Yeah, it's good to know.
Just so you know, the Pro versions have 6 gigs of RAM compared to the 4 gigs in the other versions. And again, that's not from Apple. That's coming from Xcode's emulators, which in the past have been fairly accurate. So
they're all shooting for 15 hours.
We should talk about battery life too. Yeah, because the early reviews, the embargo lifted today for the iPhone 12 Pro and iPhone 12 reviews, the two that are available, the one that you're getting. And both The Verge reviewers, Dieter Bohn and Nilay Patel, said worse battery life than the iPhone 11. How much worse? I'm not sure. And this is one where you can look at Apple's, 20 hours of streaming video and say, well, it looks the same on paper. It's until we get our hands on them and really can use them. It's battery life depends so greatly, not just on how you're using it, but how close you are to the tower in your area.
Mm-hmm. How close you are to the tower, how long ago it was that you set up your phone, because during that initial process, it's downloading photos, it's doing a bunch of processing to sort of settle in.
We never look at battery life in the first week of ownership, right? Because it's going to be very different. So I think there are definitely differences in size of the battery. Remember,
absolutely,
OLED screens take more battery than LCD screens. The Mini in particular, because of its size, just has a much smaller battery. We don't know because it's not out, but I think there's reasons to perhaps think that the Mini might not get great battery life. Apple indicates, and they're usually pretty good about this, it'll be what we call, all day battery life, that you won't have to charge it in the middle of the day. That's the worst. If it can get from, I'm getting out of bed to I'm getting back in bed and charge, at that overnight, that's probably enough for everybody. And
I think we're going to see a MagSafe battery case for the different iPhones soon as well. I would not be surprised.
Oh, you mean a case with a battery in it to extend?
Just like Apple's battery cases that they have now, right, I think we'll see one that's, MagSafe compatible to even lengthen the battery for that. But yeah, that's why I hesitate with these early reviews to count the battery life there, because of, I don't know, have they had the phones for a week?
Right, they haven't. Well, they probably have, actually. Becky Worley from ABC's Morning America got hers and was showing it off the next day, which must have annoyed all the others who have embargoes. She was also doing something, and I love Becky. She's a dear friend of the network and longtime colleague. But she was doing something that I think was somewhat unfair, which is showing her speed improvement from her iPhone 11 to her iPhone 12 in her location, which she admits has a weak signal on Verizon. And I don't think that's at all a fair comparison unless you live next door to Becky. So, I don't think she did anybody any favors by having that early review unit and showing it off the very next day. I would guess that Neelai and Dieter and others have had their phone since a week since the announcement, because that's typically what happens. It was announced a week ago and their embargo lifted today.
Yeah, sounds that's like true. So they would have had it for about a week. Yeah.
I'm thinking that they probably have a decent idea. But again, their idea of what the battery life is not going to be necessarily yours.
Because everybody uses their phone differently and everybody has different sized photo libraries, right, and different uses of all of the stuff that Siri can do. And by Siri can do, I mean the machine learning stuff that happens in the background. It's just so different that it's really one of those things where you have to do it for yourself.
So what Apple says, and we'll just leave it there, is for the Mini and the 12, 15 hours of video playback. For the Pro versions, 17 hours of video playback. Nobody sits there and plays back video for 15 hours, so that's kind of meaningless. But I guess it gives you some comparison, and you can compare it to last year's phones as well. I just want to say that the early reviews coming in are that the battery life is not as good as the iPhone 11. No headphone jack, and I was disappointed because Apple did put a fingerprint reader on their new iPad Air. No fingerprint reader. It's despite the fact that we're all wearing masks. I hope we're all wearing masks.
Right.
No face. It's all face recognition. I'm a little disappointed in that. I was hoping they would at least add a second, fingerprint reader.